Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are places in this world that seem to carry more than just history. Places where whispers of tragedy linger in the air and shadows move where they shouldn't. Tonight, we explore one such place, a narrow, treacherous dirt road called Hollow Bridge, shrouded in eerie legends and warnings that stretch back over a century. For one family, the bridge wasn't just an old story told to frighten kids on Halloween. It became something much darker, something real. What started as youthful curiosity and a night of adventure led to a prophecy, a chilling accident, and an unexplainable recovery that left a town grappling with its own beliefs. Was it fate, divine intervention, or the lingering presence of a ghostly figure trying to warn those who dared to cross her path? This isn't just a story about a haunting. It's a story about the unshakable bond of family, the mysteries that keep us awake at night, and the terrifying possibility that some warnings aren't meant to be ignored. Let's get to the letter. They write, I need to share this story. Not because I'm looking for attention, but because it stayed with me for so long that it feels like it's part of who I am. This story didn't happen to me directly. It happened to my sister, Amber, but I was there for much of it. I watched it unfold, and I'll never forget the way it made me feel. Helpless, terrified, and awestruck all at once. It all starts with a road in our town, Hollow Bridge. I'm sure every small town has its urban legends, but this one always seemed different. Hollow Bridge isn't just a spooky place kids dare each other to visit. It's a dirt road that winds through the woods and has seen more than its fair share of accidents over the years. It's dangerous, narrow, unpaved. But the real danger, people say, isn't the road itself. It's the spirit that lingers there, the Hollow Woman. They say she was a young wife who, along with her husband, was murdered there over 100 years ago. Some versions of the story say it was a robbery gone wrong. Others claim it was jealousy or revenge. Either way, her spirit is said to appear at 2 a.m., the exact time of her death. If you're unlucky enough to see her, she'll tell you something you don't want to know, something that could change your life forever. I used to laugh it off. I mean, how could anyone take that seriously? But one night when I was 15 and Amber was 17, we decided to see the bridge for ourselves. It wasn't just us. Amber's boyfriend, my boyfriend at the time, and I all piled into her car. We weren't expecting much, just a thrill, maybe a story to tell our friends later. It was a clear night and the drive out there was uneventful. The air was cool, the stars were out, and we were all joking around, trying to psych each other out. But as we got closer to the bridge, something changed. The woods seemed darker than they should have been, like the trees were closing in around us. And then it happened. Out of nowhere, a thick fog began to roll in. It wasn't the kind of fog you see on a damp morning. It was dense, unnatural, and it seemed to be coming from the tree line about a quarter mile back. None of us could believe what we were seeing. It was like the fog had a purpose, moving toward the bridge as if it were alive. Amber's boyfriend tried to play it cool, but I could see the tension in his jaw. My own boyfriend leaned forward, squinting at the fog as if that would make it go away. And Amber. She just stared ahead, gripping the steering wheel so tightly her knuckles turned white. I don't know what I expected to happen, but I know I didn't want to stick around to find out. I begged Amber to turn the car around. She hesitated for a moment, as if she were weighing her options. But then the headlights started to dim, just for a second. Long enough to send my heart racing, that was it for me. I freaked out, and we left. For a while after that, we didn't talk about what we saw. Maybe we didn't want to admit how much it had scared us. But a year later, everything changed. Amber called me one night, sobbing so hard I could barely understand her. She had gone back to the bridge with her new boyfriend. She didn't even want to tell me about it at first, but eventually she broke down. She said she'd seen the Hollow Woman. I remember the way her voice shook as she described it. She wasn't clear, Amber said. She looked like she was made of smoke, but her face, I'll never forget her face. Amber said the woman had spoken to her, not in a voice anyone else could hear, but directly into her mind. The message was simple, terrifying. You will die on the Hollow. I didn't know what to say. I wanted to tell her it was just her imagination, that she'd let the stories get to her. But the way she described it, I couldn't shake the feeling that something had happened out there. Something real. Amber couldn't let it go. She started having nightmares about the bridge, about the Hollow Woman. She stopped sleeping, and when she did, she'd wake up crying or screaming. I tried to brush it off to tell her she was overreacting, but the truth was, I was scared too. One night, Amber woke me up in the middle of the night. She was crying again, but this time, it wasn't because of the Hollow Woman. It was because of a dream. She said our grandmother, who neither of us had ever met because she died before we were born, had come to her. In the dream, Grandma told Amber that something terrible was coming, but when the time came, she would be there to protect her. I didn't know what to make of it. Part of me wanted to believe her, but another part of me was terrified that she was right. I told her to go back to sleep, to forget about it, but I couldn't. That dream, the warning from the Hollow Woman, was all starting to feel like too much. 2 weeks after Amber's dream about our grandmother, everything came crashing down. It was late in the afternoon, around 5 p.m., when my little brother burst into the house. His face was pale, and he was crying so hard I could barely make out what he was saying. Amber. 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 He kept repeating over and over. My stomach dropped. I didn't know what she had done this time. Amber was rebellious, always getting into trouble. But there was something about the look on his face that told me this was different. I grabbed him by the shoulders, trying to steady him. What happened? Is she okay? He looked up at me, his eyes filled with tears. She's in the hospital, he said. There was an accident on the Hollow. I felt like the air had been sucked out of the room. My knees buckled, and I had to grab the edge of the table to keep from falling. The Hollow. The warnings. The dream. It all came flooding back at once, and for a moment I couldn't breathe. Amber had been driving down the Hollow alone this time. Her car had veered off the road and flipped multiple times before coming to a stop, crumpled like a tin can. She had been life-flighted to a hospital over an hour away. My mom, cousin, and oldest brother had already rushed to be with her, leaving me at home to watch my two younger brothers. That night was the longest of my life. I sat on the couch holding my brothers close, trying to keep it together for their sake. But inside, I was falling apart. I kept thinking about the Hollow Woman, about the terrible prophecy Amber had shared with me. I couldn't stop picturing her lying there in that hospital bed, broken and alone. Hours passed before we got an update. Amber had survived the surgery, but barely. The doctor said she had a hangman's fracture, a type of broken neck that usually kills people instantly. On top of that, Her wrist and upper arm were shattered, with one of the bones puncturing through her elbow. The damage was so severe that they gave her a 30% chance of surviving the night. And even if she did, they said, she would likely never walk again. I don't know how to describe what it felt like to hear that. It was as if my soul had left my body. I wanted to be with her, to hold her hand and tell her it was going to be okay. But all I could do was wait. The next morning, against all odds, Amber woke up. Not only was she awake, she was talking. She was being her usual stubborn, sarcastic self, and the doctors were stunned. They ran more tests and discovered something they couldn't explain. Amber was moving her legs. They called it a miracle. They said there was no medical reason she should have survived, let alone regained movement. One of the doctors even joked that she must have had a guardian angel looking out for her that night. But I didn't laugh. I knew exactly who had been there with her. Amber's recovery was slow and painful, but she never gave up. She spent months in a halo brace, unable to turn her head or move without help. There were times when she wanted to quit, but she kept going, pushing through the pain with the same determination that had always gotten her into trouble. A decade has passed since that night, and Amber's life is completely different now. She's a mom to an amazing little boy and has found a kind of peace I never thought she would. She still has problems with her neck and arm, but she's alive. She's walking. And she's never gone back to the Hollow. The road is different now, too. It's been paved in some areas, and there's a strict speed limit to prevent accidents like Amber's. But the legend of the Hollow Woman lives on. People still talk about the fog, the sightings, the warnings. Some say she's a malevolent spirit, but I don't believe that anymore. I think the Hollow Woman was trying to save Amber that night. I think she wanted her to know what was coming so she could be ready. And I think our grandmother kept her promise, standing by Amber's side when she needed her most. Even now, I don't know if I'll ever fully understand what happened. Was it fate? A coincidence? Or was it something more? Something beyond our comprehension? I'll probably never know for sure. But one thing I do know is this. Amber's story is a reminder that some warnings, no matter how terrifying, are meant to protect us. And some forces, no matter how mysterious, are on our side. Sincerely, Lila. From a psychological perspective, we can examine the idea of self-fulfilling prophecy. Amber may have subconsciously internalized the Hollow Woman's warning, causing her to act in ways that led to the accident. Stress and fear can influence decision-making, and some might say her own mind led her to that moment on the Hollow. Others might point to a phenomenon known as crisis apparitions, where loved ones like their grandmother appear in dreams during moments of intense need. Could Amber's dream have been her mind's way of processing fear? Or was it something greater? And then there's the paranormal angle. The Hollow Woman's role in this story is deeply unsettling, but oddly protective. Was she truly a malevolent spirit, or was she tied to the bridge as a guardian, warning those who wander too close to the edge of danger? If so, what keeps her tethered to that place, and why does her presence inspire both fear and survival? One observation stands out to me. Amber's recovery is as unexplainable as the events that led to her accident. A hangman's fracture, moving legs, walking again. Medical miracles like these challenge our understanding of the human body and its limits. But when you pair it with the dreams, the warnings, and the legend of the Hollow Bridge, it's impossible not to wonder if something or someone was guiding her to safety that night. So, what do you think? Was Amber's story a case of coincidence, divine intervention, or a supernatural encounter with forces we may never fully comprehend? One thing's for certain. The next time you find yourself driving down an unlit road at night, keep your eyes open. Sometimes the things we're most afraid to see might be the very things that save us.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals, only at Smoothie King.